ఏ గుణంబు గణించి ఏతించెనోనాడు ప్రహ్లాదు పాలింప పరమ పురుషుడు. ఏ గుణంబు గణించి ఏతించెనోనాడు కరిని గాచడితరి కమలనయనుడు. ఏ గుణంబు గణించి ఏతించెనోనాడు ధ్రువకుమారుని సాక రూడిమీర. ఏ గుణంబు గణించి ఏతించెనోనాడు ప్రహ్లాదు పాలింప పరమ పురుషుడు. ఆ గుణంబె గణించి ఆర్తజననాథుడు అమరవంధ్యుడు శ్రీనివాసుండు లోకైక చిన్మయుండు వెల్గే పర్తీషుడై పృథ్వీయందు. ప్రభు స్వామి, ఓ కమలాక్ష, ఓ వరద, ఓ ప్రతిపక్ష విపక్ష దూర, ఓ కవియోగి వంద్య, ఓ సుగుణోత్తమ, ఓ శరణాగతామర అనోక, ఓ మునీశ్వర మనోహర, ఓ విమల ప్రభావ. ప్రభు, 8 సంవత్సరాల క్రితం ఈ సాయంకాలం శ్రీ సత్యసాయి అవతారంలో మీ ముగ్ధ మనోహర మంగళ స్వరూపం ఆకారం నుండి నిరాకారానికి చేరినటువంటి మహాప్రస్థాన ఘట్టానికి గడప. ప్రభు, ఈ గడిచిన 8 సంవత్సరాలలో కార్చిన కన్నీరు, వదిలిన నిట్టూర్పులు, తపించిన క్షణాలు, నేర్చుకున్న పాఠాలు ప్రతి సాయి భక్తుని హృదయానికే తెలుసు. బంగారు అని పిలవడానికి ఇక మీ దేహం లేదేమో, కాని బంగారం లాంటి మీ జ్ఞాపకాలు మా మదుల్లో ఎప్పటికీ వెలుగుతూనే ఉంటాయి. ఏమి సమాచారం రా అని అడగటానికి మీ దేహం లేదేమో, కాని ప్రభు, మా జీవితాలని మీ ప్రేమ సమాచారంగా మార్చుకునేటువంటి మీ స్ఫూర్తి మా మదిలో ఎప్పుడూ వెలుగుతూనే ఉంటుంది. దున్నపోత అని మందలించడానికి మీ కంఠం మాకు లేదేమో, కానీ మీ మందలింపులు అవసరమైనప్పుడు మా మనసుకు వినబడుతూనే ఉంటాయి. ఎందుకు చేశారు స్వామి అని అడిగేటువంటి నమ్మకం కాదు మాది. మీరు ఏది చేసినా తల వంచి ప్రేమతో స్వీకరించి ప్రభు మహాప్రసాదం అని భావించేటువంటి ప్రేమ బంధం మనది. అందుకే ప్రభు, ఈ ప్రేమ బంధం నేర్పినటువంటి పాఠాలను, చూపినటువంటి ఆదర్శాలను, లిఖించినటువంటి అవతార ఘట్టాలను ఆధారం చేసుకుని ప్రతి మనిషి బ్రతుకులో, ప్రతి మనసు క్రతువులో సాయిని దర్శించడం, భావ సంపత్తిలో, భాష యశస్సులో సాయి మాట వినటమే నిజమైన ఆరాధనగా భావించి లక్షలాది సాయి కుటుంబాల తరఫున, కోట్లాది సాయి భక్తుల హృదయాల తరఫున ఈ ప్రేమ ఆరాధన అనేటువంటి నాటిక కుసుమాన్ని మీ పాదాల చెంత నిలుపుతున్నాం. స్వీకరించండి, ఆశీర్వదించండి. జై సాయిరాం.
స్వామి, ఆఫరింగ్ అవర్ సెల్వ్స్ ఎట్ యువర్ డివైన్ లోటస్ ఫీట్, 8 years have passed and yet it seems like just yesterday. For an instant you were with us and the next instant you left. Our hearts wept for you, Lord. Eyes never stopped streaming their tears. Throats broke, backs broke, weeping for you, waiting for you. And yet, you were still with us, always holding us by our hand. Swami, time is nothing for you, but for us, it is everything. For every single moment that we have spent with you, every single magic moment that you have created for us, you have made our lives special, O Lord, bringing us to yourself, keeping us with you, drawing us to yourself, making us a part of your mission in whatever way you choose to use us. We are blessed, O Lord, to be instruments in your divine hands. Come to think of it, O Lord, this evening we are here today and everything fell in place just as you wanted it to happen. Students who have passed out of the university, students currently studying in the university, and your students working in the Sai organization, all coming together to offer this drama by name Prema Aradhana at your lotus feet. But, O Lord, by your own definition, you are the chancellor of the universe. So, the entire universe is your university. Every single heart, every single mind that practices what you have taught is a student. From all the students across the entire world, millions of hearts and souls on their behalf, O Lord, we offer their Prema Aradhana as well at your divine lotus feet. Swami, it is easy to let go, but we can never let go of your lotus feet. We are your Swami and you are us. Swami, we love you. We miss you. Bless us, O Lord, that we continue to be instruments in your divine hands. Make us worthy instruments to carry forward your mission. Yours forever. Your children. Jai Sai Ram.
नमस्ते अस्तु भगवन् विश्वेश्वराय महादेवाय त्र्यम्बकाय त्रिपुरान्तकाय त्रिकात्मिकानाय कालाग्निरुद्राय नीलकण्ठाय मृत्युञ्जयाय सर्वेश्वराय सदाशिवाय श्रीमन्महादेवाय नमः।
भवभीतिहरं सुरेशं गङ्गाधरं वृषभवाहनं कुम्भकेशं खट्वाङ्गशूलवरदा अभयहस्तं ईशं संसाररोगहरं औषधं अस्मदीयम्। नमामि गिरिशं गिरिजाथदेहं सर्गस्थितिप्रलय कारणमादिदेवं विश्वेश्वरं विजित विश्वमनोभिरामं संसाररोगहरं औषधं अद्वितीयम्। शिवमेकमनन्तमाथम् वेदान्तवेद्यमनघम् पुरुषम् महान्तम् नामादिभेदरहितम् षड्भावशून्यम् संसाररोगहरम् औषधम् अद्वितीयम्।
हर हर महादेव
शंभो शंकर
हर हर महादेव
शंभो शंकर
हर हर महादेव
शंभो शंकर।
Hey Parameshwara, today is the day when the infinite merged into the infinity. It is the day that you gave the greatest message of moving beyond the saguna to the nirguna, of evolving from a physical presence to an omnipresence. A day to reflect and ponder on the message of the Sri Satya Sai Avatar.
Hey Karuna Sindhu, amidst the unrelenting chill of Kailasha, you have brought us warmth with your benevolent presence. We are blessed to receive the grace of your glance. On behalf of everyone in the world, we offer our obeisance.
Hey Trinetradhari, our eyes are drunk in ecstasy with the beauty of your darshan. Our hands aspire for your sparshan, and our hearts thirst for the nectar of your divine sambhashan.
O Saishwara, this day I am confused with mixed emotions. It is heartwarming and yet heartbreaking at the same time. On one hand, I see the seekers contemplating this moment and aspiring to move ahead on the path shown by you. And on the other hand, I see the devotees who miss your physical presence and shed tears. I am unsure of what I must feel on this day, O Lord.
The form was a reflection of the indweller. Nobody should ever miss me, for I am always there for my devotees. The limitations of the physical body might have constrained my direct interactions, but in the cosmic form, I am touching the lives and bestowing my grace in equal measure to everyone. When you said yes to me, you laid your troubles at my feet. Let me wipe your tears and spread cheer. When you said yes to me, you gave me your unruly mind to tame. Have faith in my care to guide and correct. When you said yes to me, you gave me a place in your heart. Know for certain, I am always within you, guiding, protecting, and guarding you. You are mine, and I am yours forever.
I have understood, my Lord, that devotees who rejoiced in your physical presence must reminisce those golden moments. The devotees who have known you only through the reminiscences must rejoice in your cosmic grace.
I too have understood, my Lord. We should broaden our vision from the Virat Rupa Darshan to Vishwa Rupa Darshan. Your omnipresence is the sparshan we should crave for. You are always there by our side. Your sambhashan is the divine message that must always resonate within our hearts.
Yes, brother. We must take this holy day to contemplate and perform the aradhana with thoughts completely focused on the Lord.
Divyatma Swarupalara. Not just thoughts, but thought, word and deed. Not just today, but every day. It must be Nitya Aradhana Mahotsava. The best form of worship is to offer oneself to the Lord. The moment you offer yourself to me, you are mine. From that moment onwards, all your troubles and challenges are mine to solve. You may give up on me, but I will never give up on you.
Swami, we are feeble in mind and weak in will. How do we develop the intellect and faith to trust your grace?
Dhunna Pota,
You say you're weak? Is that what you think you are? Bereft of unity in thought, word and deed? You think you are feeble. Bereft of purity in vision, others think of you as different from themselves. But what you really are is divinity itself. Unity, purity and divinity. That is the journey every one of you must undertake. Let me take you across the sands of time to Treta Yuga. You can see for yourself how to take the first step, unity.
The culmination of the avataric mission of Lord Rama was near. The countless prayers of the sages and seers to destroy the demonic hordes were about to be fulfilled. Lord Rama and his army of Vanaras were to cross the mighty ocean and reach Lanka. But the untamed and unpredictable ocean had to be pacified first. Lord Rama was seated in prayer, requesting the ocean to provide passage.
O Lord, this is the last hurdle before we reach Lanka. But the fury of the ocean refuses to abate. We have offered every kind of prayer and gifts as prescribed by the scriptures.
Bhrata, it seems that the ocean is deaf to our prayers. It is more agitated than ever and seems to throw a challenge instead of heeding to our request. Perhaps the sinful Ravana holds these waters too under his sway. What shall be our course of action now?
Soft words are wasted on the conceited. Counsel is useless before the stubborn. This proud ocean that remains silent to my requests needs to hear another language. Lakshmana, fetch me the Kodanda. My arrows shall speak for me. The waters shall vaporize, and across the dry bed, the Vanara army shall march to victory.
Shri Ramachandra, Ashrita Parijata, Kshamaswamam, Kshamaswamam.
Lord, it was not pride. I was just following my Prakriti Dharma. Your fury has reached my depths, and the denizens of the deep are now in agony. I am caught in a bind, my Lord, between obeying you and fulfilling my dharma.
O mighty Sagara, the creatures of the ocean experienced agony only for a few seconds, and that has pained you? If you stand between Dushta Shikshana and Shishta Rakshana, my dharma dictates that you should be eliminated. The virtuous have been suffering from the actions of the vile Ravana for centuries. How can you not realize that by protecting his Lanka, you are in the way of my mission?
O great Lord, I surrender at your lotus feet. Accept every wave of mine washing your feet as an apology. I do not safeguard Lanka by choice. By nature, I am deep. But your conviction is even deeper, and that shall come to pass.
Very well, Sagara. Tell me now, what is your way out of this predicament?
He Ramachandra, in your army, Nala and Neela are two experienced engineers who have been cursed that whatever they cast into the water will never sink. This curse shall now be their blessing. Let them build a bridge to Lanka over me.
So be it. Lakshmana, Sarve bhavantu sukhinah. Sarve santu niramaya. Sarve bhatrani pashyantu. Ma kaschit dukha bhag bhavet. Vijayi bhava.
Shri Ramachandra Prabhu ki
jai.
Shri Ramachandra Prabhu ki
jai.
Shri Ramachandra Prabhu ki
jai.
With boundless enthusiasm and energy, the Vanaras begin the Setu Nirmana under the watchful eyes of Lord Rama. Yet, the enormity of the task led to some doubts in the minds of the Vanaras.
O King, we are engineers blessed by Vishwakarma. But never have we attempted a project of this magnitude. We have a few concerns.
The engineering intricacies are too many to consider. Normally, it is an undertaking we would not take up. But since Lord Rama has said so, I am having hope that this would succeed.
Nala, Nila, we need the bridge to be ready as soon as possible. Mother Sita does not have enough time. Let us accelerate the work.
Maharaj Sugriva, we are doing the best we can. We are already stretched thin in terms of resources. The rocks from Himalayas, Vindhyas and Aravali differ in nature. The tide is too strong and the waves are too deep. They may not hold together. The trunks of Pavitraka and Vatavriksha cannot bear the moisture and will disintegrate.
Pardon me, O Nala and Nila. I may not understand the engineering challenges, but this I know. Building the bridge is work. Building the bridge with the name of the Lord is worship. Let this duty evolve into a sadhana that takes us closer to the Lord. We are now near. Let us use this opportunity to become dear.
Ram Ram, Shri Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Shri Ram Ram.
O Hanuman, with the holy name of Rama, the rocks have become lighter and are binding together. This is a miracle. At this rate, we will be able to complete the 100 yojanas in mere 5 days. Jai Shri Ram.
That is the power of the Lord and His name.
Hey Ramachandra, what a great lesson you have conveyed through Hanuman. But a thought continues to puzzle. The Lord who threatened to dry up the ocean and bring it down to its knees can transport us to the other side in just an instant. Yet you wish to build this bridge across all the way to Lanka? I am unable to fathom this mystery.
Hanuman, what do you think of Jambavan's query?
This humble dasa has no will of his own, but the blessing of the master has conveyed a little insight. What the Lord wants is to foster unity among us. The bridge is just an excuse. My Rama can single-handedly conquer the demon horde and rescue Mother Sita. The war, the laying of this bridge, these are mere excuses for making us eligible to win His grace.
My grace is always there. These activities allow you to channel it. Unity amongst these lakhs of monkeys, bears and squirrels is a reflection of the unity within. Look at what my work is doing to you. Your thought is to construct the bridge for for me. My name is on your lips, and your actions are to fulfill my mission. This unity of thought, word, and deed cleanses the mind of its fickleness, and the purity in you will begin to blossom. This is the prelude to victory over Ravana, both within and without.
Sri Ramachandra Prabhu ki
jai!
Sri Ramachandra Prabhu ki
jai!
What a unique perspective, my lord. I have never thought of it this way. Now I am starting to understand a lot of actions when you were Satya Sai. Lord, you have inspired, touched, and transformed us. It may be through a dream or an experience, a miracle, or just a conversation. It is you who wove the tapestry of this all-embracing Sai family. Swami, you are the soul and you are our life.
Koi Ram kahe, koi Krishna kahe, koi gaaye Mahadev naam. Koi Ram kahe, koi Krishna kahe, koi gaaye Mahadev naam. ये साई भक्तों का मेला है, है साई जिनके प्राण. साई राम, साई राम, साई राम जय साई राम. साई राम, साई राम, साई राम जय साई राम. अज्ञानी मूर्ख है, फूल कभी कभी धूल बने. स्पर्श तेरे चरणों का हो तो हो जीवन कल्याण. क्या अमीर है, क्या फकीर है, क्या अमीर है, क्या फकीर है, क्या हिंदू क्या मुसलमान. आए राजा भी आए रखिया, और साधु संत महान. ये साई भक्तों का मेला है, है साई जिनके प्राण. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Jai Sai Ram. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Jai Sai
Ram. This global Sai family knows no boundaries. 170 countries and millions of Sai devotees. This grandeur, this scale is unprecedented, my lord.
Taming minds, empowering thoughts, cleansing intentions, sharpening intellects, and bestowing purity in not just one, but in millions of minds, silently and simultaneously. This unity is one of the purposes of the Sai Avatar. If unity was the first step, then purity is the next level. Channelizing and multiplying the power of unity multifold. In the age of Dwapara, Arjuna demonstrated the power of purity when confronted with a difficult decision before the Kurukshetra war.
The Pandavas have completed their harsh exile.
they sent their head priest as the emissary to Hastinapura, seeking the return of their kingdom. The emissary has been disgraced by the Kauravas. Spineless Dhritarashtra has sent Sanjaya to tell the Pandavas to be happy where they are, making war inevitable. At the behest of the cunning Shakuni, Suyodhana has arrived at Dwarka to seek help from Lord Krishna for the war. Arjuna too arrives, and a divine drama began to unfold.
Kapatanataka Sutradhari, look at this crafty schemer. Just look at that smile. Must be scheming something even in his sleep. Not even a king to be like me. But look at how royally he lives. Kaustubaharan, Pitambaran, peacock feather in the crown.
Hey Jagannataka Sutradhari, all the world's beauty fades before your smile. The Kaustubha, the peacock feather, and that Pitambara glow with celestial beauty when on you.
Partha, when did you come? And why did you not wake me up?
Krishna, I came...
Oh, what a surprise. What is the reason that finally unites the Pandavas and the Kauravas?
United? Cattle can never find a place in a lion's pride, Krishna. And who knows better about cattle than you?
That's true. I am Gopala, am I not? So tell me, Partha, what brings you here today?
I think you should ask me first, Krishna. I was here before Arjuna. It is but dharma that I have the opportunity to say first what I am here for.
Very true, very true. But then, you may have come first, but I saw Arjuna first. Moreover, Suyodhana, he is younger to you, so let him speak first. Tell me, Arjuna, what brings you here?
Madhava, you know very well about the war that is looming over Aryavarta. Both sides are seeking and securing their alliances with the kings of Bharatavarsha. Vasudeva, I have come seeking your presence by our side.
I presume Suyodhana is also here for the same?
Yes, Krishna. Everybody would like to be on the side of the victors. And with three of the disciples of the great Parashurama on the Kaurava side, they all know which side has already won the war. So many kings have chosen wisely. I hope Dwarka too will crown itself with victory by choosing to stand behind us.
Oh, so both have come for the same task. But Arjuna, not that you don't know. Ever since I was a child, I have been cleansing Bharatavarsha of evil. I have vanquished many. But I am not Dwarka, nor am I the representative of all Yadavas. In this war, I have decided not to pick up arms. The choice is entirely mine. However, the Narayani Sena and his renowned commanders are ever ready for every battle. What to do now? I cannot turn you away, Partha. Nor can I disappoint you, Suyodhana. So here is my offer. On one side is the battle-hardened, undefeated Naraini Sena. And on the other side is this unarmed cowherd, Krishna. Tell me, Arjuna, which would you choose?
Krishna, these little schemes and games are not unknown to me. Uncle Shakuni has forewarned me that you...
Suyodhana! Before you accuse and start throwing your tantrums, just listen to what Arjuna has to say. I can foresee a mutually acceptable solution.
Krishna, I have not faced a choice easier than this. Of course, it is you I have come seeking on behalf of my brothers. Armed or unarmed, with an army or without one, it is Krishna and Krishna alone we want by our side.
So that's it. Arjuna has made his choice, and I have to take what is left. As the elder, it behooves me to allow Arjuna to take whatever he wants. So Krishna, permit me to accept the Narayani Sena.
Arjuna, I hope your brothers will accept your decision. And Krishna, your army will accept yours. And both don't change their minds.
Definitely, Suyodhana, definitely. You have my army. On the day of the battle, they will, with all their might, take their place behind you. And I alone will be with the Pandavas.
And I will ensure they retain the glory of being invincible. Vasudeva, permit me to take your leave now. I have a victory to prepare for.
Partha, what have you done? Why didn't you choose the Naraini Sena? Don't you know? Your army already has fewer numbers.
Hey Janardhana, Bhakta Paradhina, what is there to choose? Even if the entire world were on one side and you on the other, we Pandavas will always choose you and you alone, my lord. If you were to command, we will drop all aspiration of kingship and delightfully walk away to the forest, even now.
Partha, today you have filled me with inexplicable joy with your words. You have lived up to your name, Vijaya. The five Pandavas are always known for their unity. Now, with your purity, you have secured me. O Partha, Vijayi Bhava.
O Keshava, unity leads to purity?
Dhananjaya, man lives many lifetimes and faces battles every single day. In his greed to win every frivolous battle, he loses the ultimate victory. I constantly give the choice to each man that he chooses me over the world. As the conscience seated in the heart of each person, I prompt and indicate what is right. But man is distracted by the lure of wealth, success, name and comfort. Blinded by swartham and swaprayojanam, man turns away from me. And I keep waiting. Every second as his hridayavasi, that he will look back at me. but like each of you Pandavas. He who chooses me over and over again is purified, comes nearer, and is dearer to me. This instance from the Mahabharata fills me with awe. From the moment the great Vedavyasa dictated this incident to me, I have always marveled at the wonderful message the conversation brings out. The Lord does not call the qualified, but He qualifies those whom He calls. It is the unity of Pandavas and the purity of their purpose that allowed them to reach divinity.
This purity of purpose is the foundation of the Satya Sai mission. Like Arjuna, who chose Krishna over the world in battle, today there are thousands of devotees across the world who are making this choice, choosing Swami over the world. Some through physical effort, others offer time, yet others financial support, and then there are those with intellectual prowess, all choosing the Lord over the world.
It was one Arjuna who received the Bhagavad Gita as a guide to wade through the sorrows of life. But the Lord is now enacting this teaching in thousands of homes and hearts in His own way. It was one Kurukshetra where two members of the same family fought. But now this Kurukshetra is in every house, and the Lord is present to see that Dharma is installed again, not in a kingdom, but in every heart.
It is not by precept alone, but through practice, that I have demonstrated this unity and purity. On this day of Aradhana, I want you to reflect the way I lived in the form of Satya Sai. What is it to have lived a life that knew nothing other than love, that was selfless, kind, compassionate, and magnanimous every second of its physical existence? What is it to have lived a life that knew no hatred, never sought anything other than love, ever bountiful, ever forgiving, never complaining? What is it to have lived a life to be loved, revered, and respected by countless hearts, and yet remain simple and ever approachable? Would each of you remain a mere moving witness to such a life, or would you live that life too? This is my mission, to make each of you live such a life. It all began that day when the body was 14 years old.
Sushila? Sushila? Sushila, the vacation is over and the school beckons me. I better be there on time. Is everything ready for my bath? Where is Satya? Satya? Satya?
Coming, brother. I am coming.
Satya, stop getting lost in yourself and get ready.
I am ready, brother. I am ready.
See, Satya, you must forget all those crazy happenings in Hampi. It is time to focus on your studies. You are a bright student, and I definitely see a very good future as a government officer.
Past is past. Future is uncertain. Present is omnipresent.
See. It is these unnecessary statements that upset me. I thought taking you to Hampi would be a good change. Now it has become worse.
The more harshly you speak to Satya, the more withdrawn he will become. You will have to agree that there is something strange yet mysterious happening. Please, be patient.
I am trying to be patient and reconcile myself with the happenings. What happened at the Virupaksha temple was indeed unbelievable.
Everyone is now worshipping Satya. Didn't you see how Ramarajagaru, the municipal chairman, was falling at Satya's feet?
That is all emotional euphoria. Even I was stunned to see Satya in the shrine. But now everything will come back to normal.
Nothing is going to remain normal anymore. Extraordinary events are at the horizon.
Of course, Satya. Once you pass the school exams with distinction, you will get a scholarship. It is going to be extraordinary. Satya, where is that collar pen that Ramaraju Garu gave you? You never let go of it.
Annaya, it is right here. I like the pin very much. Bangaru, my golden one. Not just this pin. You will see that anyone who is my Bangaram, I will never let go. The time has now come to proclaim this to the world.
See how attached he is to it? It is yours, Satyam. Wear it as you please. But be careful.
I have to leave soon. Satya, you're coming with me, no?
Annaya, I will come later with Das.
Welcome, Satya. You are early today. Dasu? Dasu, yaadu naavu? Get ready quickly. Satya has come for you.
Did you see this pin I got from Hampi? Isn't it beautiful?
It is intricate and lovely, Satya. And it looks very nice on you.
Ha! Worldly beauty is very transient. It will go as quickly as it has come. You too fell in Maya, my little one. Be vigilant. Be vigilant ever, for Maya sneaks in silently. You too fell in Maya, Sai Prabha.
Satya, should we name her Sai Prabha?
Me ishtam. Na uddesham lo, it is only by the light of Sai can Maya be overcome. Sai Prabha suits her perfectly.
Satya, it is only apt that you name her. After all, you only had predicted and blessed her birth. She will be called Sai Prabha from now on.
Dasu, it is time for school. Let us not get late. It is an important day today. Let's go.
Raju, I don't see your collar pin. Have you not worn it today?
What? My collar pin? My collar pin is gone.
Ahem.
Don't cry, Raju. Ayyo, what do? I have never seen you crying. Murthy, be with Raju. I will go and fetch Seshamaraju master.
Yes, I will be here, but please come back quickly.
Satya, Satya, what is this, Satya? Stop crying, come on. Hari, stop crying for God's sake. So foolish. Crying won't bring your pain back.
You should always remember this. It will redeem your life. Nothing in this world is worth crying for. If only man realizes this, he will have no more misery. Oh, collar pin, you have been a wonderful instrument. Now, it is time for the world to learn detachment by deep attachment towards God.
Satya? Satya? Where are you going?
I have to go. This is not my destination. Everything is Maya. Everything is Maya.
Satya, what happened to you? Are you upset, Satya? Come inside, Satya.
I am no longer your Satya. I am Sai.
What? Satya, what are you?
I am going now. I don't belong to you. Maya has gone. My devotees are calling me. I have my work. I cannot stay any longer.
Nenu sayani teliyomu nikkamuganu mamata vayumu yatnamul manukonumu base meeku natodi sambandham inka kadunan patta mari etti ghanuni kaina.
A village becomes the world. A resolve becomes a mission. A glance, a smile, a touch, and a blessing. With love, a revolution. Satyam becomes Sai, our Swami, for eternity.
Thank you.
The form may have ceased, but not the presence.
The nectarine voice may have stopped, but the immortal message continues.
You may not confide into his ear, but he will remove your every fear. The direct instruction may have stopped, but not the inner guidance.
Your eyes may not see him, but you will eternally feel him.
Your hands may not touch his feet, but his grace shall forever be on you. Your letters may not reach his hands. Just think of him, and he is with you.
He started the mission, and the transformation continues.
Sai will continuously work on you, for you are his masterpiece. This Lord of Puttaparthi will never give up on you. My form lit this flame of Sai in your hearts. And now let this blaze of Sai be the guiding beacon for all mankind. Love me. Love all. Serve me, serve all. This is the only true Aradhana.
Koi Ram kahe, koi Krishna kahe, koi gaaye Mahadev naam. Koi Ram kahe, koi कृष्ण कहे कोई गाए महादेव नाम ये साई भक्तों का मेला है साई जिनके प्राण साई राम साई राम जय साई राम Sai Ram, Jai Sai Ram. Hum agyani murakh hain, phool kabhi kabhi dhool bane. Sparsh tere charno ka ho to ho jeevan kalyan kya meer hai kya faqeer hai kya meer hai kya faqeer hai kya hindu kya musalman aaye raja bhi aaye और साधु संत महान ये साई भक्तों का मेला है साई जिनके प्राण साई राम साई राम जय साई राम Sai Ram Jai Sai Ram
Antaranga Sai, Anath Nath Sai.
Bandhu Sai, Karuna Sindhu Sai.
Dina Bandhu Sai, Karuna
Sindhu Sai. Antaranga Sai, Anath Nath
Sai.
Rama Krishna Shiva Shakti, Prema Rupa Sai.
Yuga Avatar
Baba Shri Satya Sai.
Yuga Avatar Baba Shri
Satya Sai. Antaranga Sai, Anath Nath Sai.
Sai Naam Bolo, Govind Naam Bolo.
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 Mahadev Bolo, Jai Pandurang 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 Bolo.
Sai Naam Bolo, Govind Naam Bolo.
Sai Naam Bolo, Govind Naam Bolo.
Ram Krishna Bolo, Jai Buddha Sai Bolo. Krishna Bolo, Jai Buddha Sai Bolo.
Krishna Bolo, Jai Buddha Sai Bolo.
Gaurashtra Mahavir Yeshu Sai Bolo.
Gaurashtra Mahavir Yeshu Sai Bolo.
Gaurashtra Mahavir Yeshu Sai Bolo. Sai Bolo,
Prema Sai Shanti
Dai Satya Sai Bolo.
Prema Sai Shanti Dai Satya Sai Bolo.
Sai Naam Bolo, Govind Naam Bolo.
Sai Naam Bolo, Govind Naam Bolo.
Mahadev Bolo, Jai Pandurang Bolo.
Mahadev Bolo, Jai Pandurang.
Rama Krishna Bolo, Jai Buddha Sai Bolo.
Krishna Bolo, Jai Buddha Sai Bolo.
Gaurashtra Mahavir Yeshu Sai Bolo.
Gaurashtra Mahavir Yeshu Sai Bolo.
Allah Sai Bolo, Mala Sai Bolo. Sai Bolo,
Prema Sai Shanti Dai Satya Sai Bolo.
Govind Bolo, Gopal Bolo.
Govind Bolo, Gopal Bolo.
Prema Sai
શાંતિદાય સત્ય સાઈ બોલો.
સાઈ નારાયણ નારાયણ,
સાઈ નારાયણ નારાયણ,
સાઈ નારાયણ.
ભક્ત જના સંરક્ષક પતિ મહેશ્વરા, ઓમ જય જગદીશ હરે. શશિવદના શ્રીકર સર્વા પ્રાણપતે, સ્વામી સર્વા પ્રાણપતે. આશ્રિત કલ્પલતિકા, આશ્રિત કલ્પલતિકા અમરબાધવા, ઓમ જય જગદીશ હરે. માતા પિતા ગુરુદેવમ મરિયંતયુનીવે, સ્વામી મરિયંતયુનીવે. નાદ બ્રહ્મ જગન્નાથા, નાદ બ્રહ્મ જગન્નાથા, નગેન્દ્રાશયના, ઓમ જય જગદીશ હરે. લોકાયો સાઈ મહાદેવા, સત્ય સાઈ મહાદેવા. મંગળારતી અંધુક, મંગળારતી અંધુક, મંદરગીરી ભારી, ઓમ જય જગદીશ હરે. નારાયણ નારાયણ ઓમ, સત્ય નારાયણ 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 ઓમ, નારાયણ નારાયણ ઓમ, સત્ય નારાયણ નારાયણ ઓમ, સત્ય નારાયણ નારાયણ ઓમ, ઓમ જય સદ્ગુરુદેવા. નારાયણ નારાયણ ઓમ, સત્ય નારાયણ 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 ઓમ, નારાયણ નારાયણ ઓમ, સત્ય નારાયણ નારાયણ ઓમ, સત્ય નારાયણ નારાયણ ઓમ, ઓમ જય સદ્ગુરુદેવા.
સમસ્ત લોકા સુખ
సుఖినో భవంతు సమస్త లోకా సుఖినో భవంతు.
జై బోలో భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్య సాయి.